Every year around the world, an estimated 100,000 people die from snake bites. But thanks to something that Australian researchers stumbled upon, the survival rates may soon improve. And it's as simple as applying an ointment. Barbara Miller reports.
Death by snake bite is a relatively rare occurrence in Australia, but in parts of Asia, it's a very different story.
It's a really big problem and it's under-recognised. The estimates vary a lot. The World Health Organization estimates more than 100,000 people a year are killed. Also, the World Health Organization estimates some 400,000 amputations occur per year because of snake bite.
Dirk van Helden from the University of Newcastle is one of the authors of a paper published in the journal Nature Medicine, which finds applying a simple ointment could boost survival rates for many types of snake bites. The researchers found the ointment increases by 50% the time it takes for the venom to be transported through the lymphatic system into the bloodstream. Like many good discoveries, it was made by chance.
We were playing around with means of modulating the lymphatic system. We're actually interested in the opposite, in speeding it up. And we came across some evidence that indicated that we could inhibit the snake bite problem a little bit by using an ointment containing a nitric oxide donor. And that turned out that that did slow the lymph flow. It's actually a little bit like a chemical pressure bandage. So the idea is exactly the same as the pressure bandage with immobilisation technique, PBI. And even in Australia, that could have value because PBI is a fantastic technique because it actually blocks lymph flow when applied correctly. But a recent study indicates that only 15% of people apply it correctly. That's of untrained people, and only about 50% of trained people apply it correctly.
So this ointment would be easier? You couldn't get it wrong?
Yeah, you can't get it wrong. The only thing is it slows, it doesn't impede. So it gives you more time to get to help, but it, unlike the pressure bandage when applied correctly, that will impede, so it'll give you a lot more time.
The researchers say the cream, which is commonly used to treat angina, is readily available.
We just used one that was commercially available for another purpose, and really, these creams could be made fairly cheaply.
Do you think that the findings are strong enough that you would recommend that people carry around this type of cream?
One of our co-authors is a very keen bushwalker and photographer. He already carries an illicit tube of cream around with him.
Why illicit?
Because it hasn't been recommended by the Therapeutic Goods Administration.
They say they'll now apply to the Therapeutic Goods Administration to have the treatment approved.
Barbara Miller.